British Conservative MPs consider PayPal political blacklisting ban. By Alim Bokhari on September 26, 2022. British members of Parliament for the governing Conservative Party are considering an amendment to internet regulations that would prohibit payment processors like PayPal from blacklisting political campaigners, following the tech giant's decision to withdraw service from the Free Speech Union. FSU, the anti-cancel culture organization founded by columnist and author Toby Young. The Telegraph reports that dozens of Conservative MPs, including Michael Gove, David Davis, and Sir Ian Duncan Smith, have signed a letter to the business secretary, Jacob Rees-Mogg, calling for the government to ban PayPal from blacklisting political campaigners. Breitbart News' Jack Montgomery reported on the FSU's deplatforming earlier this week, which coincided with PayPal shutting down the account of Us for Them, a group that campaigned to keep schools open during the coronavirus pandemic, as well as the personal account of FSU founder Toby Young. PayPal has since reinstated Us for Them, but FSU and Young's accounts remain banned. The payment processor's actions led to immediate backlash from the Conservative establishment in the UK, as reported by Breitbart. TEFSU is going to try to get the law changed so PayPal and other financial services companies can't deplatform other people for expressing political views they disapprove of, Young said in an interview with Laura Dodsworth, a lockdown critical writer. Fraser Nelson, editor of The Spectator magazine, called for a law making it illegal to deny digital services to anyone on grounds of race, creed or color, and creed includes belief in an article for The Telegraph, which is close to Britain's governing Conservative Party, titled PayPal's censorship marks a vicious new phase in the war on free speech. If the Conservative MPs coming out against PayPal's political blacklisting succeed, an amendment is likely to be added to one of two regulation bills currently being considered by the government, the Online Safety Bill and the Digital Markets Bill. While tech giants have been successful in normalizing the blacklisting of political campaigners and politicians in the U.S., Britain, where it is the government, rather than private companies, that regulates speech, may be set to take a different approach. Alim Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. He is the author of #Deleted, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election.